Visual, oral, spatial, a reminder of what we discussed in class. We talked about the end on proscenium arch setting because Bond chose to wrote this play in the naturalistic genre because his target audience are young people today, and for young people, naturalism is the dominant genre. So we have a fourth wall, and we have a set that has three solid walls. One has a window in. As someone mentioned, this is a key feature that has grown from kitchen sink drama. A window allowing people to look out on the world and allowing the world to look in on them and judge. The view outside the window is of an industrialized working class area. So the mise-en-scene created is of a working class family. They have curtains on the window that they can open and shut to let the world in and shut the world out. The clear signifier at the back of the Coleywood poster, right centre stage at the back. It's been given significance by you as a designer, and we were using it to discuss the absent mother because Bond never answers the question, where is the mother? The bed is neatly made. We talked about that being her place of comfort. And it was showing she had control over her small world. The government is represented on the set by the exam papers. We briefly mentioned the Educational Reform Act of the 1980s, the ERA. Have a look at that. If you don't know anything about it, do some research and have a look at the introduction of the national curriculum, which Edward Bond opposed. And he shows the authority of the government by including the exam papers on the set. We then talked about the questions 2A, B, C, D, E, how we show violence is corrupting and all penetrating by opening the curtains, by including a soundscape of factory noises, sirens, bomb noises, cars, tanks, the sound effect of violence corrupting and penetrating this poor girl's bedroom. But when she shuts the curtains, violence is shut out. Or maybe when she shuts the curtains, a wind blows, so the curtains blow and the sound keeps coming to show that it's all penetrating. The place of comfort destroyed was the mucking up of the bed. Her place of comfort that is then mucked up and maybe the bed is overturned. How did we draw significance to the unanswered questions? We spot lit the Coleywood picture when the mother was mentioned. And some people talked about maybe the dress was the mother's dress. So maybe that was spot lit. Through lighting, we highlighted the girl's innocence by using an open white bright wash on the bedroom that slowly darkened and then slowly turned to a red wash to connotate the corruption of innocence. Hope that makes sense. Hope that helps you.